Paul, congratulations. I guess the saying goes, a win's a win.
Yeah, definitely. I'd 2 points. That's where we go, I think.
Sign of a good team when you win, when you're not playing at your best, isn't it?
Yeah, people, if you want to start saying that, we'll start believing it, I think, because we can't play like that again for the rest of the year. We've what's at stake. I thought our attitude weren't quite right, but it was good enough when it needed to be, fortunately. And to score the points we did, obviously pleasing, because we managed to start getting over the line now, and the points we conceded were disappointing. I thought there were soft tries that we conceded.
Was there any extra pressure on you tonight with Leeds having lost last night?
No, I don't think so at all. No, we want to win every game, regardless of what's at stake. And what's happened now is because of the results of last night and tonight, the stakes next week have gone even higher, haven't they? And that's what we want. It's a game that we can go into knowing that it is good practice for what's to come. And it may well be we play Leeds 2 weeks in a row. You don't know what the permutations may well be, because, like somebody just said there, all four teams now can finish top.
They can indeed. Do the playoffs start next week in terms of performances required?
Well, you could say that, yeah. We've got a potential game against somebody else we could play again. Obviously, Leeds being where they are and us being where we are. And, semis, do they start now? Yeah, you could say that as well.
You'll be sin-binned early on. Any complaints with that?
No, one of the rules in the game is you can't hit people in the head, and unfortunately that's what he did, so he got what he deserved. I don't think there was much else in it. I actually fought it within the game. That's when we played our best football, when we were down to 12 men, because playoff football is about putting the ball on people's try lines and chasing hard, and that's what we talked about going into last week and starting to get ourselves ready, and that's what we talked about tonight. And I thought when we were down to 12 men, we actually played our best rugby, unfortunately.
You didn't help yourself at the start of both halves. You conceded early tries.
No, I thought we were... Our attitude and attention today weren't great. When it's they're two things that are not easy to switch on and off, and we found a way to turn ours off tonight.
But you got the win at the end, a couple of tries later.
Yeah, it's but one thing we do have to do is our intensity next week and for the rest of the season has to go through the roof.
Looking at the players, have they pulled through? Akuma went down at the end, is he all right?
Yeah, I think he'd seen the clock in the mirror somewhere and he realised that if he went down he was going to be run the clock down, but thankfully he got up and we scored a try off the back of it.
It's a big game next week, and like you said, all four outcomes are possible. You know, you could be having your own party, watching someone else's, or neither of you involved.
No, I'm tight, I don't have parties, so it's what we'll do is we'll prepare, and as same thing from me is we'll get ourselves ready to do the things that we know we can do and be good at doing them.
Whatever happens next week elsewhere, if you win, you're at home in the semi-finals.
Yeah,
that's massive for you, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not... next week doesn't really win us anything. It gets us... We're all juggling for positions. It could win us something, but we've got to rely on other people getting beat next week for that. And hopefully Cass can do us a favour and we help ourselves, and good jobs are good, and into.
How do you feel Cruz Leeming went tonight?
Yeah, I thought he contributed his first proper start, if I'm being honest, and he did well, and Chris Bale did well filling in there as well. We lost Robbo late yesterday, and so
are you expecting Luke to play next week?
Yeah, he should be fine.
And everyone else pulled through all right?
Yeah, everybody should be fine. Brett Ferris will be available for selection next week as well, so the cupboard's pretty full at the moment.
I think when you said that when you came here and won earlier in the season, you said no easy win here, you take a win, whatever.
No, I did actually say as well that I was glad to see the back of this place, but here we are again, and because it's a tough place to come. Radley's got a good team here and he's got a good group of young kids, and they definitely perform for him tonight.
You said in the press conference people always writing you off, don't want to talk about Huddersfield. They're going to have to talk about you a little bit more now, aren't they?
No, I just want to go under the radar. You know, I'm a happy soul, aren't I? So we'll just keep plugging away, and this time of the year now for our next three games, as long as we win, I couldn't give a monkey's whatever. So we're just going to make sure we keep fighting hard and getting a win.